The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. The Truth Absolute. April 7, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the God of Israel, Lord of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, known and unknown, the God of all. There is one truth, one absolute, one constant in all creation, in whom the fullness of God dwells. Yahushua HaMashiach. All else is fantasy, great vexation of spirit. For the people are corrupt, by the deceits of their own hearts, that they led away. My beloved are misled, they have all gone astray, a whole generation scattered upon the wind. For the ways of men are an abhorrence to me. Their every religion is an abomination. The sins of men are great, and their iniquity increases beyond measure. Behold, they make for themselves molded images, useless things. And by the mouths of wicked men, every false way is upheld in vain. For the people have no knowledge, nor do they understand. They are perverse, a most wicked generation, a people who hold out their cup with both hands, that they might fill themselves with abomination. Behold, the broth of abominable things is in their vessels, yet they are eager to drink. They are foolish, and cannot discern. The works of men are evil, even from their youth. Thus the little children shall be my inheritance, and the babes, my jewels. For the innocent come forth as lights shining out of darkness, gifts born from the womb. They are precious. To be cherished is every child in their youth. For the innocent are of more value than gold and silver, prized above precious stones. Therefore, woe to this world, and all who dwell in it. Woe to all who afflict my little ones, says the Lord. For I shall strike the earth in my wrath, and punish the wicked. I shall strike the earth, and bring swift discipline upon all who lead my people from the truth. In my great anger, I shall strike them down, and bring everlasting punishment upon the evil of heart. For death is reserved for the wicked. A valley of dead and dry bones, darkness and blackness, a void of lifeless nothingness. Behold, I shall pour out in my anger, and destroy in my fury. With eternal fire, I shall take vengeance upon all my enemies, until they are utterly consumed. For thus is the second death, prepared for the wicked. Thus is the second death, in which the evil of heart shall be consumed. Destruction and annihilation, blotted out. The death of which the redeemed in Messiah need not fear. For they have passed from death to life, from despair to joy, and from judgment to salvation. Bought for a price, purchased in blood, the blood of the Lamb. Therefore come to me, my beloved little ones, for you know my face. Come forth, O sons and daughters of God, for the Lord has redeemed you. Come out, my people, for the Holy One of Israel has called you by name. Do not look back, nor hesitate. Turn not the head, nor twist the shoulder. Beloved ones, do not look back. For abomination dwells there, Sodom and Gomorrah. Thus the time of my watchman has come, the day of punishment is made clear. Behold, it waits at the doors, and is about to come in. Terrible judgment, poured out without mixture. Destruction of the cities, the distress of all nations. Woe to the sons of men, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for now shall be your perplexity, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, great patience and steadfast faith is required, for great and terrible things are coming, days which have no equal. For upon the earth evil of every kind proliferates unfettered. Iniquity is upheld, and righteousness is trampled underfoot. Damnable heresies are taught in the churches, and blasphemy is heard within the synagogues. Temples of false gods litter the face of the earth, and mosques pollute the land like a plague. Abomination, blasphemies without end, lies upon lies, fed to the masses is truth. Shall I not come forth and destroy? Shall I not come out swiftly, and take vengeance upon my enemies? Shall I not bring swift destruction upon them, until not one stone is left upon another? The days are evil. The light of the eye has darkened. Iniquity fills the heart. And sins of every kind come forth from the people without respite. They do not relent, nor has one truly turned aside. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and those void of the spirit cannot discern. Therefore those with unclean lips prosper, and the desolate kiss them upon the mouth. For this is a most vile generation, a wholly ignorant and deceived people, who cannot discern, nor will they consider. For they hate the one who rebukes at the gate, and despise the one who speaks a message from God. Shall I not cause the earth to tremble for this? Shall it not break apart under their feet? For I shall open the mouth of Sheol, and a great multitude shall fall into it. The nations shall mourn, and all those who remain shall be overcome with grief. For from the least, even to the greatest, they have all forsaken the word of the Lord. Therefore, I call my beloved to choose starvation, to forsake all this worldly food. For only that which comes down from heaven has life in it, and only those who eat of the manna, which I shall give them, shall be satisfied. Yea, they shall be lifted up high upon healing wings. For this world is awash in sin. Every cup overflows with abomination. Every way leads to death. Thus those who take pleasure in unrighteousness shall be cut off, and those who choose evil shall be condemned. And so it begins, the short season of him cast down, when evil reigns in all the earth. Therefore, I call my beloved ones to be sober and vigilant, because their enemy, the adversary, stalks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour. Behold, he stalks his prey and grabs hold by that which dwells within their hearts. Therefore, beloved, take every thought captive, and resist the devil. Believe not the lies, nor give in to fear, nor doubt. Be steadfast, immovable, abounding in faith. For I am with you. For as it is written, I am the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. By me were all things created, both visible and invisible, in the heavens and on earth, whether thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things that are, and were created through me, and for me. I am before all things, and in me, all things consist. Therefore, give heed to my words, and understand. For as I had spoken to my friends in times past, so now do I also speak to you. For the time has come, and is coming, and is already here, when all signs and wonders shall be made manifest, when all prophecy shall be fulfilled. Rejoice, for your redemption draws near. And though the time of great sorrows has come in, hold fast, for these days shall be shortened. No more pain, no more tears, no more death, all sorrows passing away. Rebirth, a time of refreshing, which shall never end. Therefore, remember my words, and have peace. One God, one Son, the only way to the Father. One truth, one word, one Messiah, one Spirit. One food, one bread, and one drink. One body, of which I am all, the all in all. Amen.